Sneakers. I always admire people who exercise. In particular, older folks who make exercise a daily routine. At 75, Jack was truly an inspiration. There was a pond in the middle of this beautiful park. Some may argue that it is a lake. I have no idea what qualifies water to be either, but this was big enough and small enough to walk around several times as a part of an exercise program. Jack ran. I wasn't there to break records. In fact, I was just out for a stroll. But Jack zipped by me at least 4 times in the time it took me to complete my walk around once. At the end, I sat on a bench where I started. Jack sat down next to me as he completed his last lap and was slowly unwinding. "How do you do it?" I asked as I shook my head. Jack smiled and whispered his reply to me as he leaned toward me where I was sitting. "Don't tell anyone. My secret is..." I actually leaned in to hear this. I thought he had the secret to youth. He continued whispering, "My secret is, I do this 1 step at a time." Then he started laughing. Feeling the fool, I pretended to go along with the joke, realizing then that my question was stupid. "My name is Bob," I said as I offered my hand to him. "Call me Jack," he said, and shook my hand with a very firm grip. "Jack, seriously, you appear to be a little older than I am and look in great shape. How have you always been this healthy?" I asked, cautiously thinking about my wording. "I'm 75 and proud of it," he said. "As for my health, about 5 years ago, they told me my heart was in bad shape. My choice was to sit back and let life take its course or for me to plan it. I took charge," he said as he changed his running shoes. Continuing, he said, "The fact is, I should have done that long ago. I would probably be in even better shape." What advice can you give a soon-to-be 51-year-old man with extremely high cholesterol? I asked. He looked me straight in the eye as he placed his hand on my shoulder and said, "Sneakers." "I should have the best sneakers to run in?" I asked. "No. Always remember to tie your sneakers before you take off. I didn't the first time I started running. I fell on my face and chipped the bone in my right knee. I couldn't start again for weeks," he said, laughing. Did I mention this 75-year-old also had a great sense of humor? "Seriously, Bob, the key to setting any goals in your life is to be prepared. Check everything before you start chasing your dreams. I know so many people who are miserable today because they started running after their dreams, always in pursuit of them. Why are we always chasing things? They chased them and fell flat on their face because they weren't prepared." Still trying to get some valuable information on staying healthy, I started to ask, "So the key to living longer and being happy with your life is..." He interrupted me. "Don't forget to tie your sneakers," he said. There you have it, the secret to success.